Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Blog Talk Radio, and I'm Russ Johnson, and we want to do a special today. And I'm really seeking to do something very unique in terms of looking for a system that will help people build a home-based business quick, fast, and in a hurry. And there are people who are doing that, and it's just a matter of we have to find those individuals or find that way how they are doing it and duplicate exactly what they are doing. So that's the bottom line. Blog Talk Radio, the public broadcast network. And that's when you want to find out where we are. Just go to the public broadcast network, or better yet, the public broadcast .network will get you there. And for those individuals who want to dial in, then our number is 516-418-5559. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks.
Up and at it, huh?
Yeah.
1 minute from starting. Well, this is going to be archived, so it'll be a good show for people to listen to. Okay. So how's it this morning?
Good.
Okay.
All right.
You writing the goals down, huh? Let me start. Let me do this. Okay. Well, good morning. A special program on this Sunday, June 21st, 2020. Would you believe already? June 21st. A deep breath would be June 21st, 2021, 21, huh? Whatever. Yeah, time is flying. We got to get going in terms of setting up goals and objectives. Well, listen, let me start by doing this. Let's say that this is Blog Talk Radio, and this is a program dealing with marketing and marketing strategies. And so we have Janice with us, and she's out of Victoria?
Yes, Victoria.
British Columbia.
Capital.
The capital of Canada. So how
the capital of British Columbia.
Oh, okay. That makes a difference. Listen,
yep.
What I want to do is start off by looking for a system that will help us to, and I'm going to ask you, since you've been listening to Dr. Weeks, and he's good in terms of what he does, right? I'm going to ask you some of the things that you have learned from him and that you want to pass on to us. And he's got some real basic, strong 1-2-3s. He's delineated things that will happen, will work if you follow his goals and objectives, if you follow his suggestions. Anyway, Jim Rohn says this about network marketing.
Philosophy that helped change my life. It's not what happens that determines your life future. It's not what happens that determines your life future. It's what you do about what happens. All of us are in like a little sailboat. And it's not the blowing of the wind that determines your destination. It's the set of the sail. So jot this phrase down. It's one of the best to understand. Kids need to understand it. The same wind blows on us all. The wind of disaster, the wind of opportunity, the wind of change. The wind when it's upside down, the wind when it's favorable and unfavorable. The same wind blows on us all. The economic wind, the social wind, the political wind. The same wind blows on everybody. The difference in where you arrive in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, the difference in arrival is not the blowing of the wind, but the set of the sail. And that's what learning is all about, to set a better sail this year than last year. To set a better sail. The first 6 years of my economic life, I wound up broke. Second 6 years, I wound up rich.
Why? Because he listened to his coach. He had a mentor who had done network marketing and had made a lot of money. I mean, tons of money. And at 25 years old, he ran into him, and he says, I sure would like to have the kind of money that you have. He says, not a problem. He said, all I need you to do is to follow everything I say, and I guarantee you, you will be rich. Well, at the time, he was 25 years old. He was really broke, living paycheck to paycheck, stumbling and fumbling, no savings, no goals, no objectives. No vision board, no affirmations, not reading the right material, not listening to the positive principles of self-development, doing none of those things. But within the next 6 years, between 25 and 31, he became a millionaire doing the right things that the guy taught him. So, Janice, what are some of the things that you have been learning from Dr. Weeks in terms of not only the product that's really serious in terms of what it does for the body, but in terms of the skill sets that he's teaching you to build an organization? Could you tell us about the experiences that you're having with Dr. Weeks?
Well, Dr. Weeks is a serious, serious guy, and he believes that you can't just go and talk to Joe Blow out there. You really need to, I like to do is focus on a certain group, whether it be people that are into holistic health and talk to those people, because they're already in business and they understand what it takes to be in business. So, you know, it's really difficult just to talk to anybody because they really just don't understand. And yeah, I the product, I have brought somebody in just because of him, because I turned her onto him, onto his program every day. And honestly, it's amazing. And it really is important to know a little bit about the product. And he knows a lot, because people are sick. People have health problems, health issues. And it doesn't just mean older people. It's younger people. There's all kinds of health issues out there. So that's what I've learned from him, is a lot about the product as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, the product is way over the top in terms of what it does. I mean, you can go to many sites. If you go to Soul is Soul, there's a lot of information about the product. Just on that, it tells you about the manufacturing facility. It tells you about it has a blood analysis where the people have taken the product, and then 10 minutes later they look at their blood and see a tremendous difference. So Soul does work in the body, and really it's an adaptogen, meaning that people have high blood pressure or diabetes or fibromyalgia or just pain only, they can take Soul and get relief. And that's been time and time again. What is your testimony in terms of using Soul? You had a challenge a few weeks ago, and you were telling me about the pain that you were having and how you got rid of that pain. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Right. Yeah, and the way I just will add that Dr. Weeks explains everything is at our level, so we can understand it, and it just makes a ton of sense. Now, for me, with the product Soul, I was having trouble with my arms and getting my arm into my jacket or just getting dressed. And when I got serious about the product and really took it at the same time every day in the same amount, and it just disappeared. But the pain is gone. And that was astonishing to me, really. And it makes you a believer. It really does. I'm a believer of the product because it works.
Okay.
It works, yeah.
So you had excruciating pain for how long, may I say, just approximately?
Oh, a couple of years. Two, three years.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three years.
That you lived with that pain, is that right?
Yeah, I lived with it, and I took anti-inflammatories, which are really bad. Dr. Weeks is like, that's just poison. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, and rubbing it on topically is also a very good way to get rid of pain.
Well, you know, go ahead.
Well, like Dr. Weeks said, 90%, drink 90% of the Soul, and the other 10% you can rub it on an area that you're having an issue with. And
you know,
it's amazing.
Right. Excellent. So you suffered for that pain for more than 2 years. And then what caused you to use Soul and get rid of it? You just didn't take one pack, right? A day.
Yeah. Hitting it.
What did you do? Tell me what you did. What did you do?
I was hit and miss, and I didn't take it regularly, and I was forgetting about it. And then I'd go, oh, Soul, I need to take a Soul. And so when I decided to really get serious about the product, and it's important to get serious about the product and have your own testimonial, because then it makes you a believer, and it's much easier to go out there and talk to other people about the product. Yeah. So it really, once I started doing it religiously, when things turned.
What does that mean?
Get up in the morning. I have a soul before I have anything else. And then I have a core. Then I have a coffee. And then at lunchtime, I take another core, another soul. And then at night, just before I sleep, just before, like that's like a minute before I'm ready to get into bed, I take another soul. And that's Dr. Weeks's protocol. And it works. Yeah, it's amazing. And the testimonials.
Okay. Uh-huh.
The testimonials that he has are unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a lot of testimonials.
Okay. Now, for the people who will be listening to this, because I'm going to archive this program today, and so it's going to be on the system, the publicbroadcast.network, so you can always come back and listen to it, or send their friends to listen to it. Now, your pain was with you constantly for the 2 years, and then when you went on his protocol, how many days did it take, or weeks or months did it take for you to eliminate your pain?
It took a couple of days, 2-3 days. That was it. Mm-hmm.
That was it.
And I was shocked.
How long has that been?
Been now, I would say 2 months. Yeah.
Right.
And I couldn't even sleep at night. I couldn't even turn over at night. It was that excruciating.
Okay, so your pain with you 2 years consistently, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yep.
Then you got on his protocol, and within 3 days of his protocol, your pain is gone and it hasn't come back again.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Wow, what a testimony! And there are many testimonies like that, because the company operates in 48 countries around the world, and there are people who will constantly taking the product as you have and getting that kind of relief from that product. Yeah. Now, for the people who want to look, I want to do some marketing today for the next 40 minutes, but I really want to delve into that. Since you have a product that's powerful and that's really an adaptogen, it gets into the body and it really is effective in terms of if you take enough of it, and you take it seriously, and you don't take it hit and miss as you were doing it one time, and you stay the course, and it will get into your system and make the correct changes, because the part you are giving the body the nutrients, what it needs to keep you healthy. Now, you can always go to a website and get more information, and that's Dr. Weeks. His website is www.weeksmd.com. That's weeksmd.com. Now, there's another website with Dr. Boston, and she's another person who uses the product religiously with hundreds of her patients, and she's up in Pennsylvania. And I'll tell you what her website is, but listen to Dr. Boston, and I'll be right back.
When we talk about holistic healthcare, we are talking about looking at the entire whole body and how everything works together. I think sometimes when you say the word holistic, some people do have a negative connotation and it draws them back to maybe, you know, the 60s or things along those lines and, you know, love and peace. But holistic today is looking at everything and how everything in the body is connected. And although you might have knee pain, it's not just your knee. And although you may have a headache, it might be hormonally related, or it could be a food or nutrition problem. So when we look at the body, we're looking at everything in connection. If you come in with a symptom, we're not just looking at the symptom. We're looking at what caused the symptom. We're looking at triggers. We're looking at maybe an event that you have gone through or a trauma that caused your body to display the symptoms. And then we go back and look at the root cause and try to fix the cause rather than just, you know, covering up the symptom. So that's what holistic is today, looking at everything in its entirety and how all of the pieces of your puzzle fit together and stay together for you.
Absolutely. Now, that's Dr. Boston, Susan Boston. And you can always go to her website, www.susans, that's plural, S-U-S-A-N-S, P-H, P as in Paul, H as in happy, .com. Again, that's Dr. Susan's, that's www.susansph.com. And get to her website. And her phone number is on there. So if you have some questions about, you have certain kind of maladies, certain kind of serious issues that you want to deal with, call her and she will take your call and help you. She's an accomplished person in terms of helping her patients get on Soul, get on Core, get on the products and stay healthy. Have you ever had a chance to talk to Dr. Susan? Janice?
I haven't, no. But she's very, very bright. There's no question. And, you know, the product, everything, if you listen to Dr. Weeks, going back to him, it's all inflammation. Even people that have neurological problems, like schizophrenics, and it's all inflammation. And Dr. Weeks says that, you know, he said to Byron Belka, the founder, that these products are miraculous. And Byron said, no, Dr. Weeks, the body is miraculous. And if you feed it the right nutrition, then it's capable of anything. So, and that's Soul.
Wow.
Yeah, brain product.
Soul, Core, probiotics and all that. So for folks, if you are looking at this for the first time, if you've been referred to this website, all you have to do is go to another website, which is www.soulissoul.com. That's a good website. Soul, S-O-U-L, is S-O-U-L.com. And on that website, you will see a blood testing that they have done before and after, the manufacturing center, and some other serious information in terms of what the product will do in the body. And then there's another website that you may want to take a look at. It's theyoutubechannel.com. Theyoutubechannel.com. And it has an array of tons of videos about Soul and Core and Bend and all the rest of the products there. So I just want to give you some references for the new people who are listening. Now, since we have a great product that doesn't have any side effects, the only side effects you're going to get is get better because you're giving the body a food, again, a food, not a medicine. These products are foods that you put in the body, and the body says, I need those nutrients to keep you feeling good, and it brings you back. It's not like medicine. All medicines, aspirin, whatever it is they give you, all the prescriptions they give you, all have side effects. Listen to this commercial and listen to the side effects that they talk about on medicines. And then I want to talk about the marketing of these products. That's what I want to do for the next 35 minutes. I want to talk about how to take a product that's efficacious, that efficient in helping people to feel good again, how to market that product throughout the world.
If you have type 2 diabetes, 84% prefer the Trulicity pen over a competitor pen. It's easy to use, with no assembly required. Trulicity can help lower your blood sugar, and it starts acting from the first dose.
Trulicity isn't for people with type 1 diabetes or diabetic ketoacidosis. Don't take Trulicity if you're allergic to it, you or your family have medullary thyroid cancer, or have multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2. Stop Trulicity and call your doctor right away if you have an allergic reaction, a lump or swelling in your neck, severe stomach pain, changes in vision, or diabetic retinopathy. Serious side effects may include pancreatitis. Taking Trulicity with sulfonylurea or insulin raises low blood sugar risk. Side effects include nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, belly pain, and decreased appetite, which lead to dehydration and may worsen kidney problems.
See what you can do with Trulicity. Ask your doctor today.
So I didn't make up anything. I'm just saying what the commercials they put on radio and television, on cable systems, will tell you about the medicines that they give you, but they talk about all the side effects. Did you hear those side effects? Janice, did you hear those side effects?
Oh, yes, those side effects. Woo,
okay.
Too
okay.
much.
Sometimes the side effects are worse than the medicine that you're taking for whatever, a headache or whatever it is, you know, a pain or whatever. Speaking of pain, 100 million people out of 350 million people in the United States have some kind of ongoing pain. Would you believe that? And I was just pulling up another book. Where is that? I had it in my hand a few minutes ago, but I'm all over the place. They're talking about the epidemic of pain medications that we take. And that was in Atlantic. It's somewhere. I'll find it before I get off the broadcast. But anyway, we have the products, ladies and gentlemen, that will help you stay healthy, be healthy, and feel good about yourself. And again, those websites that I gave you, have your new people go to those websites, do the research, and get back to you in terms of joining your program and buying the products and get going. Now, the other thing I want to talk about for the people who are interested in building a business, that's another ball game. Not everybody you talk to would want to build a business, but there are one or two persons that you will run into. Guess what? They are interested in building a business, and the credibility of this industry is such that they need to watch a documentary that Eric Worre put together. It's called Rise Movie. It's a 50-minute documentary that talks about the efficacy, the efficiency, and the kind of money that you can derive by building a business. It talks about being financially secure, independent, and having time free to travel all over the world. This company, Rain International, is in 48 countries in the world. You can go to 48 countries in the world and write it all off. So if you like to take a vacation, so you like to go to Japan and Hawaii and all the places around the world, you can go there. Some people say, and some people really like to travel. They like to really go places. You know, so this company's in Denmark and Australia and Germany and Greece and Hong Kong and Ireland and Japan and on and on and on. We are in those countries, and you can go to those countries and market your product and build an organization, a downline, as we call it, and get paid out of all of the countries in the world sitting in your home. The credibility of this organization is good. Company started 11-11-11. More importantly, that network marketing has a lot of money attached to it if you see the opportunity of building the business. And people like Tony Robbins, Tony has a motivational speaker. Well, he's a motivator anyway. He's started when he was 17 years old. I guess now he's around 60 years old or something. But he's worth like $400 or $500 million, maybe more. But he says this about this industry. But Tony, talk about how good this is.
Beautiful about network marketing is you get all the benefits of being an owner, but you don't have to be worried about supply chain. You don't have to be worried about accounting, especially in the world we're in today. I mean, network marketing used to be a little bit more different, but today with technology, you can know what's happening in real time. The companies have already set up the software. They know what happens. So it's really picking the right company, and there's a lot of great companies in that area. And it's really realizing that you're really a value creator. If you can go out and add value to other people's lives, if you can just introduce people to a product or a service that a company represents that truly is extraordinary, some products and services can't just be thrown up on Amazon. They need the story to be told. And if you found a product or service of that nature and you got a company that has a generous schedule of being able to reward you, and then you begin to get leverage where it's not just you, where you multiply your efforts to other people, then you get all the benefits of being a business owner without all the headaches and without the same level of risk.
Yeah, because the company does it all for you. They do the administration, research and development, shipping, creating products, the whole nine yards, develop more products, you know, and track your business all over the world through their computer systems, and guess what? And send you a check right to your mailbox. If you want to get in the mailbox, or right to your bank account. So that's the advantage of having a home-based business. You don't have any of those headaches in terms of customer service and product acquisition. You don't have to worry about any of that. All you have to do is go out and market the product. you tell your friends, relatives, and next door neighbors, friends, acquaintances, or whatever marketing system that you want to devise, you tell people about it. Look, we are in a special place in terms of reaching out. As of today, I was checking the statistics this morning, 42 million people in the United States have applied for unemployment insurance assistance, if you will. 42 million. Many of those people will never, ever get their jobs back. That's just the way it is. And it's going to get worse. It's not going to improve, right, as we hit toward the fall and the first of next year. Now, the old way of doing this network marketing stuff, and I've been doing it over four decades, by the way, in the old way, we were taught when I came in, is go to talk to your friends, relatives, next door neighbors, your church members, your sororities, sisters, or fraternity brothers, or whomever you run into. That's the old way. And nothing wrong with that. Make a list. But for those, there's some people who are very creative these days, and they are doing it a little bit differently. There are systems, because we have the internet. We didn't have the internet back when I joined. We didn't have cell phones and texting and all that 42 years ago when I joined network marketing at Amway in 1978. Look, we need to speed. I'm not saying the way we did it then, you can still do it now, today, and have some degree of success. But if you want to go a little bit faster by using the technology of today, you can do that. We are looking for systems, and I'm asking people who listen to this to start thinking of systems that you can help us use to help us go faster.
Panic of running out of people to talk to and instead have leads overflowing into your business. Once you learn my upside-down enrollment method, you'll scratch your head wondering how you ever made money in your business before it. Tap that link below right now to get your hands on our cutting-edge downline accelerator playbook to discover how to quickly implement this game-changing system in your business.
That's just one system. Now, there are other systems out there, folks, that we need to pay attention to. I'm looking for systems because I want to help the people, the newbies, if you will, the people who have never been in any kind of business, especially a home-based business, to go at least a little bit faster. And there are people who are doing that, and I want people to help me find a system that would help us to do that.
I need someone to show you on the web class. You don't have to have a capture page. You don't have to have a website. You don't have to have your own domain name. You don't have to have an email autoresponder. You don't have to buy expensive software like ClickFunnels. None of that technical stuff that bogs so many business owners down is required when you use the methods I'm going to show you on this free web class. Literally, you will be able to take what I show you on the web class and with nothing more than a free Facebook account and a Messenger account on Facebook, which is also free, you can start generating leads very quickly for your business with virtually zero tech setup and very few moving parts. So if you'd like for me to show you step-by-step who to target, what to say to attract your perfect prospects to you, and how to set all of this up without a lot of technology, my free web class is available today and tomorrow. All you need to do to register is click the link that you see on or around this video somewhere, pick a time that you'd like to attend, put in your details, and the web class, again, it's 100% free, and I promise you will get real-world actionable strategies that you can implement into your business immediately. So,
now, there are a lot of people using systems out there, folks. Most of us just don't know about them. And I was listening to Eric Worre. He was doing a seminar with some young people, and they all had systems. That's number one. Here, watch this. They're using e-commerce, social media marketing. Watch this. And all of them that he interviewed were under 30 years old. That's decent, right? Under 30 years old. With a home-based business that was giving them a six-figure income, annual income. Some six figures and some of them even seven figures annually under 30 years old. Now, they all had systems. And I'm looking for some of those systems. And I want you guys to start looking around. The old way is okay. So, you know, if I have a Model T, I can get in and drive to New York, okay? And I live in Florida. It may take me a little longer than the guy who's driving a Bentley or on the plane. I think in 2020, we don't need to be doing it like we did in 1960, network marketing. Amway started in 1959. I don't need to do I could do it that way. It's okay. It works. But we could do it a little bit better as young people are doing it. Listen, here's a guy, Alex Morton. This guy's about 27 years old, and he's making seven figures a year. Seven.
You know, I just think we all have to, you know, look at where we are, you know, different companies, different, you know, product, service, whatever it might be, and just understand, you know, right now, you know, if you've ever been wanted to be in the right place at the right time with the right people, it's literally right here, right now. I mean, right now, the economy's terrible. Job market is absolutely awful, and all of us have an opportunity of a lifetime to make a difference, guys. And the way you do that is having belief. You have to believe in yourself, you believe in your company, your upline, your mentors, your everything. And a lot of people in this room, I encourage you guys today, you guys show up for the weekend, pay a lot of money, take a lot of notes, but some of you guys haven't even closed yourself. So in order, before you close anybody else into your business, you have to close yourself. And what I want you guys to understand is that there are already average, normal people, know better than you, know smarter than you, already earning six figures a year, seven figures a year, and everybody can do it. We're all normal average people with above average dreams and goals, you guys. So number one, believe. Number two, you have to have vision, man. You have to have vision of where you're going to be. You have to see yourself in the future. You have to see yourself driving that car, living in that house. You know, retired mom, retired dad, have a nice car, have a nice house, man, traveling the world, donating to charity, starting the school in Guatemala. Whatever you want to go do in life, you have to visualize it up here first. Because I guarantee you every single person up here saw their life they're living right now before it even happened, man. Okay, whatever your mind, whatever you put up here, whatever you focus on grows. Okay, and as a leader, we're all leaders, regardless of your rank, regardless of your income, regardless of where you are in your company right now. Okay, we're leaders, and what leaders do is they create momentum. And the way you create momentum, number one, positive attitude. Positive attitude leads to high potential. High potential leads to all-out massive action, okay? And all-out massive action leads to results. So all of us should leave here on an absolute mission, okay? And you have to lead by example, man. Whatever you do, your team's going to do. Whatever you don't do, your team's not going to do, man. So you have to be a leader, and you have to just step up and have passion and belief and conviction and just understand that we're all God's highest form of creation, right? We're all God's highest form of creation. And just get that this right here, this is history in the making right now. Because this network marketing professional is going to literally save mankind, you guys. So you guys are a part of history. We're a part of history. We're learning from the Godfather right here, right now. So you guys are going to step up, step out, take all massive action, man, and 100% make it happen. Thank you. Appreciate
all
it.
All right.
Now. Is he excited? Would you like to have him on your team? He's a 27-year-old kid making $1 million a year in residual income. Huh, come on. Would you like to have him on your team? The guy's excited. I mean, look, he was in college and all of that stuff. And he dropped out, and he says, and he found network marketing and the rest of the city. Alex Morton, Google his name and see what he's doing. Look, Eric Worre had a bunch of, I call them kids, had a bunch of young people, millennials, at a seminar, and all of whom are making at least six figures a year, most of them making seven figures a year, and all under 30. Here's another one. Fabian, tell us what you're doing, how you're doing.
That's the easiest part here, to speak after these people. So it's incredibly hard, by the way. Okay, anyway, 50 seconds left. That's cool. Okay, here we go. All I see is opportunity. What I see is opportunity for everybody right here, right now. And the thing is, we ask ourselves what to do, and we obviously learn everything here. We give it 100%. But what's so important also is that you know who you want to be. You know, most people that see me on stage or something like that, I mean, actually my ex-girlfriend called me a disappointment when you meet me after offstage, is because I'm not that outgoing as it seems to be. I actually like to spend time by myself. And the reason why I do that is I realize if I have a piece of paper and a pen in my hand, and I can just figure out and see this opportunity, who do I want to be? And that's my message. Everybody of you can be whatever you want to be, whoever you want to be, you can have whatever you want to have. And most people don't realize that. Most people don't know that. And most people of you, if we put you up here who you want to be in 5 years, why is your life amazing in 5 years from now, you wouldn't be even able to tell. And as you're not even able to tell what exactly specifically happened, you'll never get there. So if I can challenge you with one single thing, one single gift, ask yourself, who do you want to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And then learn the two simple things that are important for being a champion. Number one, learn the ability to create results and do it consistently every single day. And then anything is possible. I promise you, anything you want is possible, but you have to decide and go for it 100%. Thank you.
Well done, Daniel.
So the people who are not talking to the millennials, you're missing a whole big market. Most people talk to your friends, relatives, acquaintances, and most of them are tired and not going to do anything. They don't have the energy. They don't have the imagination and creativity because that's what it takes. Look, you have a wonderful product. You have a great company, very solid. And I'm going to get Paul Hickey and interview him one time and tell you how solid this company is. But anyway, in the meantime, I just want to take the next 30 minutes or 25 minutes before I close and talk about one thing, marketing. You have a great product or products, if you will, about seven of them. You have a great company. Now it's up to you. You could do the two a day. That's what I did. When I was stumbling along, fumbling along, the guy says back in 94, and I had been around 15 years or more, and I never had made $10,000 a month. And I ran into him, Dave Savola. He's gone now. And Dave Savola had been in the program 18 months before I joined. And he's making $33,000 a month, which is, I would say, it's a decent income. Would you say that? You're a decent income in 18 months. And building a great organization. I said, Dave, I just joined your team. I'm in your downline. How do you do that? He said, Russell, talk to two persons every day, show them the marketing plan, show them how to make money and the kind of money they can make, and ask for the sale. And have a meeting, conference call, Zoom, Skype, or a place they meet, and bring them back with their friends, relatives, and acquaintances, next door neighbors, whomever, or somebody else they just met, to the meeting to take a second and a third look. So that year, the next year, nobody had told me that before. No one. I went out the next year and did exactly what he said. And right now, I got that book that I kept every name, phone number, and date of all the people I talked to, 776 persons, at the end of 12 months. The 13th month, they sent me a check for $10,000 because the group had grown. But nobody had told me that. Now, I am saying, and then I went on, obviously, in that organization and made a few million dollars. Now, and then, anyway, we won't go to the next one. But I'm saying that now the young people, the millennials, are using social media. I was in the street talking to strangers. You know, at Starbucks, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, whatever. These people are using systems that are going faster, and I'm suggesting that you can do too. I am saying we need to find systems. We need to be more creative and innovative and reach out and use the systems that they're using to make the kind of money that they're making.
But I want everybody to stand up real quickly. Stand to your feet real quickly, because you don't have what we say. You have what you say. The biggest thing that you have to understand about today and these events is this. There's one sale that you need to make. And all of us, whether we're on the stage, whether we're in the audience, this is the biggest sale you'll ever make in network marketing. It is selling yourself that you are good enough. As a matter of fact, I want you to repeat after me. Everyone say, I. No, say it a little louder so they can hear you out there. Say, I. Say it like you mean it. I am good. Enough. Say it again. I am good. Enough. Hug three people and tell them you are good enough.
I love
There's
it.
No
I love
shortcuts
it.
To this. It doesn't matter how old or young you are, you've got to pay the price, the full price. And everybody's expecting greatness. Everybody wants to be great. How many of you want to be great? Say, I do. Here's the thing about greatness. Greatness never goes on sale. You've got to pay the full price. If you look at what happened on Black Friday, yes, Macy's had a sale. JCPenney and all these stores had a sale. Louis Vuitton didn't have a sale. Gucci didn't have a sale. Versace didn't have a sale. Why? Because it cost what it cost. So what you've got to do today is don't just be inspired. Don't just get the information. Information is good, but if information was the key, we'll all be rich, skinny, and happy. What is the key is selling yourself on the fact that you are good enough. We love you guys.
As a matter of fact, I have a website. My website is, if you want to see something about me, you know, I'm branding myself. I am enough. Was it online? Yeah. The lady set it up for me. Yeah, Dish set it up for me. I am enough. Online. Dot online. That's it. I am enough. Dot online. She just set that up for me, so you can see my page. But all I'm saying to you, these are young people, millennials, all of whom are under 30, and many of whom are making seven-figure incomes. Certainly, all of them are making six figures, but many of them are at seven figures residual income. I am saying to you, you can find a system. We need to find systems. In addition to what we are doing, keep on doing the two a day. Nothing wrong with that. I've done that. I've made millions of dollars doing that way. But I think that we can go a little bit faster with the techniques that people are using online shopping. Online shopping is where it is, as Jeff Bezos will tell you, with Amazon. 25 years ago, he quit his job because he had an idea that I could go online and make some money. He saw a 2,000% growth from one year to the other, from 1993 to 1994. And he says, I believe I can go online and sell some books and make some money. Well, now he's one of the richest men in the world. He's worth about $170 billion in the last 25 years. Listen, you can do the same, but you got to be creative, you got to use your imagination, and you got to reach out and find some systems that will help you go just a little bit faster. Let's talk it to Luke, and then I'll come back and see what anybody else has to say about systems that they might or might not have found. Luke, tell us all about what you're doing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes.
Apply it. I can't tell you how many of these things I've pinned to, and then I go back and I'm all excited, and then I don't do anything. Another thing I would encourage you to do, all the notes that you're taking, do a conference call with your team. I've set one up for Monday because some people, obviously, they make excuses, and others, like here, we make money. But they made an excuse they weren't here. But if you want your business to grow, you have to teach them what you've learned. So I encourage you to go back, apply what you've learned this weekend, and set a goal. Write them down. If you write them down, you'll go after them. When you're seeing everybody up here, don't be impressed, but understand that you can do it, right? That's the one thing you should take away. Guys, we're in our 20s, okay? We did it because we didn't think we couldn't. We're too dumb to know that it can't work, right? We have a lot of ambition, and we don't think things can't happen. I saw Mike Sims' Maserati. I said, if he can have one, I can have it too. Some people see that, and they say, go Mike, or go Eric. Go for you, right? So you go pro, you become a professional, because in any profession, no amateurs make money, all right? So go pro, get your hopes up. Awesome.
And again, these are people under 30 making a seven-figure income, living a lifestyle of the rich and the famous. And wouldn't you like to do that? Janice, do you have any comments as we chip along? I got about another 15 minutes before I close out here. But do you have any questions about what we are doing here? I'm trying to encourage people to become imaginative and creative. See, when you look at the motion picture, Self-Made, by Madam C.J. Walker, what did she do? She took $2 and became a multi-millionaire. And people before her did that. I got another book called Black Fortunes where you need to get this book. This one is blow you away. How much money these people made at the turn of in 1820, 1830, 1850, 1860, 1870, at the turn of the century, the year 1900, 1910, 1920. You should see the millions and millions of dollars they made. Come on, we have to wake up. We are way behind. We're going too slow. Number one, because you don't believe, like the young man, if you will, he said it a few minutes ago, I'm in my 20s. I'm making $1 million a year. What's holding you back? What's stopping you from doing the same thing that I'm doing? Same company, same product, same industry, network marketing. If you watch Rise movie, the same industry. What's holding you back? You are where you are because of what you have and have not done. So if you got a group and you got 20 people in your group or 30 people in your group or 40 or 50 or 100 or 200 and you've been around 2, 3, 4, 5 years, something's wrong with that picture. You need to think faster. You need to go better. You need to do better than that. It's too slow. That's not the way to go, folks. You need to do better than that. So we are looking for systems, as others have done, to find a system that will help you to go faster and help your people go faster, because we have millions and millions and millions of people out there who are looking. Last count, 42 million people in the United States alone have applied for unemployment insurance. 42 million. Janice, you have anything to say? I got another 15 minutes. You got anything to say, Janice? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep. And I think that, you know, we just have to adapt the tried and true ways that the leaders out there have. It's in all the books. And if you do it step by step the way they say, I think that it would be impossible to fail. But that's the whole thing. You got to have that vision. You got to make it a habit every day. You have to no matter what, you can't let anything get in your way. And that's the hardest part, is to really treat it like a real business and go to work every single day until it's such a habit that that's all you think about.
Okay. Self-discipline. Look, if you haven't written your goals down, you fail. If you don't have affirmations, you have failed. If you are not reading 10 pages of a good book, or listening a day, or listening to 15 or 20 minutes of the Positive Principles of Self-Development by Les Brown, Mark Victor Hansen, Zig Ziglar, whomever that you like, or, you know, John Maxwell. You got to dig in and make things happen. So I'm talking to the new persons who really want to have a different lifestyle. You want to have a lifestyle that I'm talking about these young people are having. Before 30 years old, to make $1 million a year in residual income. Now, that's not a bad way to go. And more are coming, and you need to talk to more and more of those people, because if the people around you are going too slow, God love them, or not imaginative enough or creative enough to make this happen, they're good people. Let them become good customers, but go find people like the person here that I'm talking to.
Three. Blue. Sorry if you can't understand my English. I'm from Kentucky, so I apologize. We'll get a translator up here in a minute, but starting out in Kentucky, the hardest part is, you know, everybody's from there. I did an event Wednesday in Las Vegas. I said, raise your hand if you're from here. Three people in the whole room raised their hand. So in Kentucky, you know, we're trying to get outside of there, but we got about 5,000 people in the town that I live in. There's only 100,000 people. So unfortunately, everybody's related in Kentucky. So it's been real hard to build the business outside of there. But we were fortunate. Network marketing found us. My dad did a company. Let's just say it's about 60 years old now. The company is, my dad worked really hard, wore a suit when he did the presentation, never made a dime. We had 10 pounds of toothpaste and 100 rolls of toilet paper. So for me growing up, someone would say, well, network marketing doesn't work. Well, my dad never broke a world record in powerlifting. That didn't stop me from breaking one. So for me, when I saw network marketing, I saw average people making a lot of money from Kentucky. So I said, all right, if these guys can do it, this should be easy. And for me, the products work. So that's what got me excited about the opportunity. The reason I did the business, I'm just going to be completely honest with you. When I joined on the product, I didn't have a reason why. And when my little girl was born, I had a six-figure income at my job, which we thought was a lot of money at the time. My wife was a stay-at-home mom, but when I didn't see my little girl, I saw her 6 days the first 4 months of her life. So I knew I did not want to work in those pyramid schemes in corporate America anymore. I wanted to find something that would give me time freedom and financial freedom. So August 2010, got my first check for $40, which I know is a lot. So in Kentucky, that's a lot.
So I got our first check for $40. Wasn't going to do much. I also got a call the same day and I lost my job. So I was faced with an opportunity, and it was either go get another job and, you know, do that, or go against everybody. Go against your upline, go against everybody, and go full-time in network marketing. And so I decided against the odds to go full-time. Sold our couch and TV that got us a 600-square-foot apartment to live in that paid our bills for 2 months. 6 months in the company, we hit 10 grand a month. That's when I'll say we had full-time income. Prior to that, we were just broke, okay? It was a struggle, but I love this opportunity because I had a 2.0 in college, no experience. I was 23. Who's going to listen to me, right? But network marketing didn't look at my resume. They said, here's your opportunity, now go take it. And so I love that because I can make more than doctors and do in this business every day. And I skimmed through college. I majored in girls and minored in parties. So I didn't want to go to school. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. This gave me my first step in being an entrepreneur. 3 years later, we went from 600 square foot to 10,000 square feet. My wife is very supportive. We just had baby number two right over a month ago. And because of that, she's seen me way too much. So I'm hitting about 9 cities in the next 5 weeks, going like crazy, because she's excited because where it's taking us from the 600 square foot apartment. But this has been a blessing. I was blessed with great upline. Mike Sims mentors me. That's why I have this watch, because he bought it for me. Great guy. But I learned early on that if you attach yourself to the right people in the right company, the sky's the limits because of the industry. So I appreciate all of you all that were in this way before all of us, that paved the way for each one of us. And I appreciate you for putting something together like this, guys. This is incredible opportunity for us to come and learn from the best.
Yeah, man.
And that's Eric Warwick interviewing those young people, all of whom are under 30, and this guy here is making $1 million a year in residual income. Now, would you like to sponsor somebody like this on your team who goes out there, and in six months, it took me a year to get to 10,000 a month. He said 6 months, he's at 10,000 a month, and obviously he's way beyond that now. Now, wouldn't you like to find a person on your team who will go out and take the product, Soul, Core, Form, whatever, Ben, Bright, whatever, and go make $10,000 a month 6 months from now? They are out there. You need to find them because they have guts and determination, and they are determined to change their lifestyles. So, folks, you are talking to the wrong people when you say, well, I sponsor this guy. He has 3 people in his organization. He shows a plan once every 2 weeks. Come on. You need a better team than that. If you're not a gold or silver or diamond or double diamond or triple diamond, you are talking to the wrong people, and you know the. Here's my suggestion. Go get another team.
You know, people ask me and those who succeed, what did you do? But I think I work with a lot of young people, and I see a difference between the young and the older. Not always positive, but a big difference. The younger, they have more time, less issues, but they don't ask, is it difficult? They only ask what to do. So I think that is the key. Ask what to do and go 100%. That's all for 90 days.
Well done.
Right.
Damian, you're up.
To go make it happen. Listen, I tell you, folks, I can't say it enough. And that's why I'm clicking off these people who are doing it, who are out there making it happen. We have millions and millions and millions, hundreds of millions, probably billions of people now throughout the world who are looking for additional income. This company, Rain International, is in 48 countries in the world. And, folks, you need to be imaginative. You need to be creative. And you need to make a list of all the things you're going to do to reach out. You know, you got all those small barbershops and beauty salons and stores that are closing, some of which will never open again. Those people are looking for money. You need to go talk to them. You need to get a schedule of things that you do each and every day to make it happen so that 6 months from now, a year from now, maybe 2 years from now, you can be retired in case you want to. Les Brown had to do it. He had his doubts, his fears, his apprehensions. But you can't hang around people who are crawling. Don't crawl through this thing. Go faster so you can make it happen.
And he was talking about the fact that we, to a great extent, behave, think, react because of some previous experience that we've had. One of the things that we know about life is that it is always changing. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes things go real well, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes you're happy, and sometimes you're sad. Now that's that thing called life. And when we begin to understand and know that, accepting that reality, that we will never ever have things just on an even keel all the time, that you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. That's where the work is. Anybody can feel good when they have their health, their bills are paid, they have happy relationships, the children are acting normal, business is successful. Anybody could be positive then. Anybody can have a larger vision then. Anybody can have faith under those kinds of circumstances. Am I correct? People ask, hey, man, these kids, man, it's rough dealing with them. That's right. That's right. You think peer pressure happened overnight? We went through peer pressure. I remember as a kid, some guys said, hey, Les, me and another fellow named Willie, lower, we were going home. Hey, man, we're going down to Goose, man, and knock off a grocery store. I said, look here. I don't want no part of that. I'll see y'all later. Say, y'all chicken. I said, that's all right. You say whatever you want. Low stop. I'm not chicken, man. Don't call me chicken. Then why don't you come? We didn't even ask you to come into place, man. All you do is just drive the car. That's all. I don't know how to drive that good. Well, we're trying to get Les to come. He's chicken. Hey, I'm not driving nothing, all right? Willie, don't care about what they say, man. Leave him alone. You want to go do it? You find somebody else to drive or you drive yourself. Come on, Willie, man. Pull him, he stopped. I ain't chicken. All I got to do is drive? Yeah, I say, Willie, that sounds simple, man. Don't go, man. He went. And the next day, we read the newspaper where when they robbed the store, when they came out running to a car, the merchant, the man who owned the store, came out just shooting wildly, and he hit the driver in the head. So peer pressure didn't just start in the 90s or the 80s. It's difficult. It's challenging for kids right now. And it's going to be taken.
One thing I'd love for you to learn and remember today when you leave, it's like unconsciously every single person is walking around and looking for something that can benefit them. You know, it's almost like we have antenna on the top of our head. And whenever we're about to make a decision, we're asking ourselves, what's in it for me? What's this going to do for me? What would this mean to me? And so if you want to be really effective in influencing people, you want to keep that in the very forefront of your mind. Because ultimately what you want to do is talk about what your products and business can do for people. You guys agree? Right? And do not overemphasize this. You can spend 80, 90% of your time talking about the benefits, maybe 5 to 10% of the time actually sharing information and details, and you'll find that people respond to you even more. And I loved what Ray said yesterday when he was talking about the why. You know, ultimately, the question I'd love for you all to be asking yourself when you are about to meet with someone or before you connect to someone on Facebook is ask yourself, why would this person buy my product? Why would this person join my business? You know, are they a stay-at-home mom who needs some extra cash? Are they someone who's working in a job and might be getting laid off? You know, do they have an issue that I can help them with? Do they need to lose weight? Do they want to look great, feel great, have more energy? Because if you can at least assume or understand or imagine what that person's motivation would be, you are halfway there. We're always solving problems. You've heard that a lot today. And ultimately, when you sit in front of someone, or even if you connect with them online, you're constantly looking for the problem and offering the solution. And we're always, always focusing on benefits and results.
Absolutely, no question about that. Listen, I just wanted you to get a feel of it. 1 hour, that's enough of that. But in that 1 hour, that you may send somebody to this program that will be archived, all the techniques and strategies of what they should do in terms of building the business. You can talk about the 2-a-day. That's interesting. That's good. You can talk about being imaginative and creative using social media marketing. I was talking to another guy yesterday. He started in the program June 1st. June 1st. What is this? June 21st? He has 400 people in his downline in another company. 400. Since June 1st. And I talked to some people. They've been in this one 2, 3, 4 years. They got 3 people, 4 people, 5 people. You could do better than that if you sincerely want to have some serious money. Janice, I'm going to close. I've been here almost an hour. What would you say to help people to get a better picture? Now, what are you? Have you set your goals? Let me ask you a question.
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay. Do you have a vision board? Are you reading 10 pages of a good book? Are you listening to?
Yep.
Okay. All right. You're doing all of what it takes to make it happen. Congratulations.
And you have to do it every single day. That's the key. Single day.
All right. And closing.
The sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. It really is.
Network marketing.
The sky is the limit. And as far as our product goes, it's a great product. And just think of it as part of your grocery bill. It's food.
Of course it's food. I'd rather eat this than the regular food that you eat in Brussels.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. It's much more healthier. Especially the probiotics and the form and the soul and the core and the bin, of course. So
all
folks,
food.
You got a chance of doing something great. You got to reach out and use your imagination and creativity to build this business. You got to do the work. You can't make the millions and millions of dollars that these people are making sitting at home and going very slow. But I say, what did Dr. Weeks tell you the other day? He said, talk to 10 people a day. Is that what he said?
Yes, he said. Yep.
He
said, if you're not getting any results, you're not talking to enough people.
That's right. It's a numbers game. You've got to talk. Here's a young lady, Gloria Mayfield Banks. She started in Mary Kay some few years ago. Dyslexic and all that, whatever challenges she had. Abuse, living in an abusive situation with a family, left there, got into Mary Kay, and today out of 3,500,000 persons in Mary Kay, she's the number one distributor, making somewhere around $10 million a year. Now, how do you do that with a tube of lipstick? Come on.
Yeah, Mary Kay.
Mary Kay, yeah. So you can do it with anything, water, a pencil, whatever. Let's see, Gloria Mayfield Banks.
Raw desire of ambition that comes at you different ways. Who knows if it's your background? Who knows if it's your role models? Who knows if it's your failure that you've had? Who knows if it's because it's something you had to prove to someone? I'm not quite sure, but I do know it's raw ambition that starts someone looking at doing something differently than they've done before.
Right.
Their desire to do something, they have a raw ambition. And ambition shows up in a lot of different ways. I do believe that it either takes confidence or your desire to have confidence. Because I really do believe, of course I'll tell you about my book, Quantum Leap, and I have to say that in that book, Quantum Leap, I talk about the component of confidence. And I always talk about that you have to be willing to know that it's dynamic. Because once you're confident in one area, you know, you slip out of another area, so you have to get it back. I believe that it takes a love of people. It's hard to do this if you don't love people. And you have to, and you know, people say that all the time, well, I love people. I think it's a different kind of love. I think it's you appreciate people, but you really want to see people better.
Mm.
I really believe that people that are at the top of their game really lay in their bed at night thinking, how can I expose the training, the lifestyle, the leadership, the education? How can I help someone else get better?
Well, that's it. I really appreciate you guys being here. I hope you got something out of it. At least the new persons that you run into, send them to this website, thepublicbroadcast.network, and let them listen to this show, the special show on Sunday, June 21st, 2020. What would you say? I got one thing I'm going to play before I close. But, Janice, what would you say in closing for me? Now, thank you for being on today with me, by the way. What would you say in closing?
Well, I think if you have the fundamentals down pat, I think you could go to any company and soar. That's the key. Yep. I think if you get your fundamentals down pat and follow the leaders and be consistent, I don't think you can fail.
Okay.
It's right there for us.
Sure. Today is 21st of June. So 21st of June, a year from now, you should be, what, platinum, you think?
It would be nice, yeah. And it's possible. That's the thing.
No, it's very
possible.
You could be diamond. But don't know. No, I'm asking you, you have your goal in front of you. Do you mind saying when you think you will be platinum or diamond?
Do you know what? I'm going to be honest. I haven't written that down yet. I should do that.
No. You got to do that.
Yeah.
My experience when I was developing another organization, and I was married, and I said, put on the board, this month we're going to be diamond. Yeah. Next month we'd be double diamond. The following month we'd be triple diamond. And my wife at the time said, how can we do that fast? I said, we're going to do it. I don't care how we do it. It's got to be done. I'm insisting it's going to be done. And we hit diamond next month, double diamond. Next month we missed, but the following month we were triple diamond, top of the marketing plan in that company, making more than $4 million a year. I mean, $4 million in that experience. At the time we were making about $500,000 or $600,000 a year, which is not bad income. But anyway, so I'm saying you can do this thing, but you got to set goals. When you have a plane that takes off and he doesn't set his goal of going to Baltimore or going to Paris, and he doesn't navigate his way, he won't get there. A ship won't get there. Set those goals. Really important. I really appreciate you being on it. Thank you very much for being with me. And as we close this one, just pass this on to other people about how to build a business and what it does it take to really make it happen in your lifetime. Appreciate you. You take care. See you next time.
I got to redo that list of people I was going to call. They're mostly Kmart types.
Yeah, sound like you better have a couple good ones instead of all those pukers you have to drag around. I never knew that stuff about Madonna, did you?
No, and I didn't know Stallone had all those rejections either. Who would have thought it? Let's go back in there. Did you hear what she said? The church is a pyramid.
That's right. How many popes are there at the top? The last time I checked, there was just one pope. And then it's the boys in red, the cardinals, right? And then after that, there's more structure. And finally, at the bottom, the ones who pay the rent, all the parishioners, the ones who attend the church. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just pointing out to you that the structure is a pyramid, a beautiful pyramid. And who do you think has the money, the ones at the bottom or the ones at the top? And who do you think pays in the most? No one person, but many, 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 many thousands of parishioners across the world pay in so that the top gets stronger and stronger. Now, how about the military? Think about this. How many commanders-in-chief are there anyway? As far as I know, it's just one. And after that, it's the five-star stud. And after that, there's more structure, more generals and vice generals, and who knows what all the rest of that structure is. The point is, it's structured like a huge pyramid. And who's at the bottom? All the privates, all the guys that are just starting out. That's where there are hundreds of thousands of them. And who has the money, the guys at the bottom or the ones at the top? Let me suggest something to you. You're going to be in somebody's heap no matter what you do. So why not consider starting your own heap? That way you can be on top of it. Let me just make a last comment here from Goethe, our wonderful philosopher that's known around and loved around the world. And here's what he said that I'll just pass on to you. Whatever great and bold thing you plan, begin it now.
Hello, Joe.
You want to start your own heap with me?
Do I get to be on top this time?
I can't wait to get started. I've got a million people to call.
Hey, you guys. I've been in networking 10 years. I know a zillion people. I have a feeling about this one. This is the deal we've been looking for.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to call Charlie. He's a networker supremo that knows a zillion people. He could just move his whole downline into this deal under me. Gosh, I just moved here. I don't know anyone. I wonder how I could do this.
I've got a different problem. I know a lot of people, but I've been in so many deals that didn't work, nobody believes me anymore.
I know some people at work who love something like this. But my boss would kill me if he heard me talking to them.
I don't know if I have any time to add more to my week.
I know what you're saying. Me too. Plus, I don't have the money right now. I've got a kid to support and groceries to buy and health insurance to pay for. I don't really know if I can afford something like this right now.
What should we do?
Hi, guys. Coming to the first stud training tomorrow?
Oh, yeah? What's it going to be?
It says here the title is How to Build a Giant Heap Starting from Scratch with or Without Your Friends, Family, or Neighbors.
Cool. I'll be there.
You be there. I'll bring cappuccinos for everybody.
Great idea. I'd come just for the free caps.
Me too!
Well, that's all the time we have. Thank you very much for listening. It's called Imagination and Creativity to Build Yourself a Team. See you next time.